From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Opening the hour with some classic fusion from the Netherlands as we turn to the group Napalis and their self-titled LP from 1976, with Dick Venick on reeds, Michael Samson on guitar, Rob Vandenbroek keyboards, Henny Vonk bass, Leo de Reuter drums, and Nepi Noya on percussion. This is a three-part piece that closes out the album. It's called Venetian Splash, with the parts being Harmon, Bitumen and Paranosten, and Insert.
Thank you.
That's music from Star Drive, from their debut album from 1973, Intergalactic Trot, the album reissued on CD on the Wounded Bird label. This particular lineup of Star Drive was Robert Mason, keyboards, Michael Brecker, sax, Harvey Sarch, guitar, Jamie Austria, bass, Steve Gadd, drums, and Bruce Ditmas, percussion. We heard Star Drive, a Dutch fusion band called Napolis before that, from their self-titled LP, from 1976, an album which has not been reissued that I know of, we heard Venetian Splash. Continuing on in a 70s fusion vein, we'll begin this set with a track from the debut solo album from bass icon Stanley Clark. A self-titled release from 1974 at a time when he was still part of Return to Forever. And he's joined by some RTF bandmates, Bill Connors on guitar and Ayerto Moreira on percussion. Also, Jan Hammer, keyboards, Tony Williams, drums, and a large horn and string section arranged by Michael Gibbs. This one is entitled Power. We'll be right back. That's music from Al Di Meola on guitar, from 1977 and his second album as a leader, Elegant Gypsy, with Jan Hammer and Mingo Lewis on keyboards, Mingo also featured on percussion, Anthony Jackson bass and Steve Gadd on drums. We heard Flight Over Rio. That's also available as part of a 5-CD box set from the Columbia label, containing all of Al Di Meola's output for Columbia from the 70s and early 80s. The album Original Album Classics, featuring 5 full-length recordings, Land of the Midnight Sun, Elegant Gypsy, Casino, Splendido Hotel, and Electric Rendezvous, respectively. Stanley Clark before that, from his self-titled release from 1974, we heard Power. That, too, is available as part of a box set. The album The Complete 1970s Epic Albums Collection, featuring the albums Stanley Clark, Journey to Love, School Days, The Modern Man, I Want to Play for You, and Live, 1976-1977, all as part of a 7-CD box set. It's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, it's program number 1609. Continuing on in a fusion vein to wrap up the hour, going further back in time, as we begin this set with the debut solo album from keyboardist Joe Zawinul. The album Zawinul, released on Atlantic in 1971, just before he would form the band Weather Report with Wayne Shorter on sax. And in fact, he's joined here by Wayne Shorter on sax, also Herbie Hancock, additional electric piano, two bass players, Miroslav Vitus, who would go on to become part of the original Weather Report, and Walter Booker, and several drummers/percussionists, including Billy Hart, David Lee, Joe Chambers, and Jack DeJohnette. This is Double Image. Thank you. Closing that set, and also the hour, with a track from the debut album from drummer Jack DeJohnette. The album, The DeJohnette Complex, released on Milestone in 1969, reissued on Original Jazz Classics. It's an album combining free improvisation with early jazz funk and fusion, a sound not unlike the early electric jazz sound of Miles Davis in the late 60s, on which Jack DeJohnette and Joe Zawinul collaborated, albums like Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way. On that track, it was Jack DeJohnette drums, Stanley Cowell electric piano, and Miroslav Vitus on bass. Miroslav wrote that piece, Mirror Image. Other tracks on the release also feature Benny Maupin on reeds, Eddie Gomez bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and Jack DeJohnette also playing melodica on a couple of tunes. Again, the album The DeJohnette Complex. Joe Zawinul on electric piano before that from 1971, and the album Zawinul, a kind of forerunner to Weather Report, we listened to Double Image. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.